Tony?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, what can you tell us about Chris Redmond and you know, what he does well and just how much faith you guys have in him? You know, he hasn't played a lot over the years, but he's done pretty well when he has gotten in there.
Yeah, I think he's definitely shown he was capable after last week, but even before that, just playing with him in practice, you know, he gets a lot of the reps because you don't want to overuse your starter. And so we've had a, you know, we definitely played together and we understand what each other is taking. But, you know, now this week we're going to get a chance to really work on it and really get that timing down. But he's capable. I wasn't surprised. I mean, he's been around for a while. He's had starting experience. So you knew that he was going to be able to come in there and just not draw a blank or anything like that. I thought he played really well.
Tony, what are you seeing out of the Eagles' defense? I mean, there's been a lot of turnover, I'm sure, since the last time you played.
Well, I mean, you got the DNs really stand out. They create a lot of pressure, and the run and pass, they're pretty good at both of them. Obviously, you got Asante Samuel out there at the corner position, one of the best in the league. On third down, they look like they bring a lot of pressure on third down. But they, you know, they're a group of guys. They play hard. They fly around and. You know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
They've had trouble covering tight ends. You might have noticed that looking at film this week. Do you feel like there's some matchups there you guys can really really exploit using you?
Well, you know, from the film, I haven't really seen it yet. I can't really comment on that right now. But, I mean, I'm going to – obviously, we're always – you know, we're going to look to see what we can get going in the passing game with myself and if I'm not open, then Roddy's there. And if he's not, then we got Jenkins and everybody else, all the rest of the guys. That's how we work off each other.
Tony, last year, Roddy had a huge game here. You know, two touchdowns, over 100 yards, moved the ball well, and you guys still lost. What do you remember from that game? What do you need to do more to have a game like that from Roddy and then to win?
You know, I wasn't here last year. I was in Kansas City. You know, from what I saw on film, like I said, I haven't seen too much film as of yet, but it looked like he was able to go out there and have a pretty good game, and hopefully we can do it again. I mean, last year is last year, though. I mean, that's one thing I've noticed over 13 years, even whether I was here or not, it doesn't matter. It's a new year, and guys are different roles, different coaching style. I mean, you always keep changing, so we're going to go out there and just try and do what we can do this year.
What are the challenges when you've been in one place so long and late in your career or in the middle of your career? You go to a new team. Is it difficult in some ways because you're so used to the routine and the city and the coaches and the teammate and the state and everything and just kind of starting from scratch? What's it been like for you?
It's been frustrating. It's been exciting. I've been sad at times. I've been happy as hell at times. I mean, but overall, it's been good. It's been a growing experience. Obviously, I've never dealt with that before. Spending 12 years in one place, you know, it was kind of, you know, a little bit sad, bittersweet, I guess, to leave because I was ready to get out of Kansas City. But I had spent a lot of time there. But yeah, coming here, learning the new system, that was a little bit more difficult than I anticipated. And you know, finding a new place to live, learning the freeway system, making friends, I mean, all that goes along with. With making, you know, going on a new team, and I have a whole new respect for guys that have played for three and four teams because it wasn't easy. It's something that I'll never do it again. Put it that way. I'm here in Atlanta until I finish playing.
You guys have played extremely well at home, Tony. What do you think the reason is for that beyond you know, just kind of home cooking type thing?
I don't know what it is, and that's one thing I've always asked myself. Because you know, it was the same way in Canada. I'm sure it's the same way for most teams. You always play better at home. I don't know what it is. I wish it wasn't that way. Maybe the crowd has something to do with it. But I think when you play football, you just go out there and line them up. I don't care if you're out in the parking lot. It doesn't matter. So, but for whatever it is, it's working so far. And hopefully we can tap into that next week, this weekend.
Tony, have you ever had a concussion in your career?
No, knock on wood.
Do you have any teammates now or in the past that you know have had a concussion that you've talked about with?
No.
Well, you're the lucky one.
Yeah, I got a lot. Well, I don't know. Maybe I have had one. I just didn't notice it.
Or you don't remember it. You know, you played in, I mean, Kansas City's kind of considered the loudest outdoor stadium. And, you know, now you play in a dome, your home games. Can you compare, like, the noise level? Can you tell is one louder than the other?
Well, in Kansas City, when we were winning, that place gets rocking. There's nothing else like it. In Atlanta, it gets loud at times. And, you know, I think there is a definite difference. It's more of a college atmosphere out there in Kansas City, where it's only the Chiefs. You know, we got the Royals there too, but it's Chiefs football, so everybody's really rowdy. The whole team on Friday, they call it Red Friday. It's a neat experience. Here, there's a lot going on in the city, a lot to do. But the fans have been well. When we needed them on third down and then late in the fourth quarter, they've been loud too. But, you know, I guess that's the comparison that I can give.
So the fans have to step it up on first and second down, I guess, huh?
Well, we need them. We need them because especially now it's getting down to crunch time for us in our schedule. And obviously Philly's feeling the same way that we are, that, you know, we playoffs riding, wild card spots riding on this game. And we're gonna need every aspect of it. And yeah, we need the crowd out there to get loud and rowdy so we can hopefully disrupt what they're trying to do.
Tony, you're a marketable guy. Obviously, the NFL, you know, kind of considers you an ambassador. They market you a lot. As a prominent player in the league, how have you felt about just the rash of concussions? And as a player, are you concerned about the direction of head injuries in the NFL and the steps that are being taken?
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all. I think they are doing a heck of a job of really addressing what's going on with these concussions. It's something that needs to be addressed as well. You know, I guess the dementia rate for football players is a lot higher, and it's something that they're definitely cautioned. I think a good example of that was last week with Roethlisberger. You know, they were saying, hey, you're just going to sit out. I don't care, you know, how much we need this game or how important it is, but your personal safety is more important. I think they're doing a real good job of that.
Is it a concern because of the recent rash to prominent players, though? Do you think it's a hot button issue among players right now? I mean, do you find that guys are talking about it more and maybe a little bit fearing of having one because of what's gone on?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the games, at least in my 13 years, I don't think they're hitting any harder than they were before or playing any faster. It's pretty much been this league is unbelievably, you know, competitive. And sometimes that stuff just happens, you know. You get concussions because you're putting your head into somebody. It's not a natural thing to do, and you know you like to cut down on that. And I think the leagues they're putting in a lot of rules and regulations to make sure that guys can stay away from those type of injuries. But it happens sometimes. It's just how it goes.
Tony, this is a game with two teams that are, you know, both in the wild card hunt. What does this mean for you guys to try to get yourselves in position to make a wild card push?
It's huge. It's like I said before. It's huge to us, and just like it's huge to them. It's gonna be a really competitive game. Both teams are gonna be ready, but you know, as far as we're concerned, yeah, we wanna win this game. You know, because it would put us in a good position. So it wouldn't be the end of the world if we ended up not winning. It's not just like the season would be absolutely over, but it would definitely be a lot better if we go out there and win this game.
Tony, obviously you weren't down there with the Falcons when Michael Vick was, but do you sense, just from being around the city and, do you sense any kind of buzz that he's coming back down there with the Eagles, or does it seem like the city's kind of moved on, or any thoughts at all on that?
I haven't had a good gauge on it. I've been a homebody, so I've been cooking at home the last couple of weeks. I haven't really seen, I haven't heard anything, put it that way.
Gotcha.
Tony, what do you see out of Brent Celek, the Eagles' young tight end?
Oh, Celek?
Yeah.
I love him. I've been watching him. I've been really, seeing what he's doing because earlier in the year, you know, I never heard of him, obviously, and then, you know, he started having some big games, and I'm happy for him. I love it when tight ends do well, especially young tight ends. You know, he's one of the future guys, the up and coming guys, and he's doing a heck of a job. And I watched him on film and seeing what he was doing to get open, and maybe I can copy it and try and do the same thing.
One of the things Donovan McNabb does when there's a younger quarterback is he'll seek them out and have a conversation. Do you kind of do that with tight ends, Tony? Do you expect to maybe meet up with Brent either before or after the game?
Well, yeah, I always talk. Usually before the game, I'll spend some time a real quick second with the opposing team's tight end, just like last week we played against Kellen Winslow Jr. And I love to, you know, just say, hey, you're doing a heck of a job. Keep it up. Just, you know, keep working because that's really been – that's my secret, is just keep working hard and things will go in the right direction for you. And that's probably what I'll end up, you know, hopefully I'll get a chance to say hello to him and just tell him congratulations on the season so far and keep it up.
Your ninth in catches in the NFL and your third and third down catches, you know. So how did your game translate coming from the AFC, now coming to the NFC and having just as much success as you did over there?
What was the question? What did you say, though? What was the?
You've had success in the AFC, you know, playing with Kansas City. Now you're coming to an NFC South. Talk about how your game translates from the AFC Conference to the NFC.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's the same game, just a different uniform as far as I was concerned. Even when I first got here, I just got to keep going out and doing the things that made me successful before. And I had brought some routes with me from Kansas City that I liked out there that I thought worked pretty well, and they've implemented them, and then they've come up with plays of their own that have helped me get open. So I give credit to them just as much as anything, that they're finding ways to get me open, and then the quarterback and all that good stuff. I mean, football is football. It doesn't matter. I mean, you go out there and play. You got it. The name of the game, as far as, you know, when it's third and long or whatever, is go get open. And whatever route they call, you got to make it happen. And it's not even open sometimes. It's just a quarterback trusting you and putting in the right spot to go up and make plays.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Tony.
Thanks, guys.